Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Get your hot breath off me, for God's sakes.
Hot breath.
It's a hot breath during a pandemic. You get that out of here.
Yeah, you know.
For God's sakes. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. I'm Brock. He's Hunter.
Yo. What up, Kit?
All right, let's get right to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
Debt
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it out. Pump. Just ruining it. Well, it's hard to imagine that college students these days are less drunk than ever before, but that's exactly what one recent study has found.
Don't believe it.
Don't believe it? I don't either. Well, according to the data collected by the American Medical Association, the percentage of college students abstaining from drinking rose from 20% to 28% from 2002 to 2018. That's interesting.
What about... Wait, so it rose from 2002 to 2018, but what about right now? What about 2020?
Well, see, we don't have the data. We don't have enough data, so this is just the sample size for right now. Maybe they are. Maybe in another 6 years, we'll have more data. I'm like, oh, yeah, we saw a huge spike in 2020 for some reason. I wonder why.
You know what, the kids out there, I'm proud of you. I'm proud. I'm proud. And if you continue to do it in 2020, which you didn't, then I would be even more proud of you. But, man, so up 8% since 2002, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Now, here's the other thing, too. They are smoking more weed. It's up from 27% to 31%. So there's probably some people that, instead of drinking, are getting a little high.
Smoking a little weed. That's what it is. You just need a buzz of some sort, man. So I guess I'll just smoke some weed tonight instead of drinking all the time. Cause drinking just eventually makes you feel like trash. You know, you don't get a hangover from weed. So eventually you got to make the switch if you're going to study and want to do, you know, somewhat decent.
Here's the only tip I can give college kids, all right? Most of my life advice you should not follow, okay? But for all you college kids, take afternoon, evening classes. Do not get a class before noon. You'll thank me later. I took one class at like 7:30. I'm like, oh, I can do this. No problem. I've been doing it for the last however many years. You know, I went all through school getting up early. In college, it's a totally different ball game. Okay. You're ready. You think you're responsible enough to get yourself up at 7 o'clock to go haul ass across campus to get to your 7:30 class. You're not. You are not ready. The best thing in the world about college is that you can take nighttime classes. All of my classes were nighttime classes.
I know you're sitting there saying, well, I can be responsible. I can just have a few drinks.
Nope.
No, once you go out and the engine gets fired up, it's going. Yeah. And 4 a.m. shows up really quick, especially in college.
When all those
girls are walking around, you're like, okay, I'll stick around for a little bit longer. Yeah. Maybe some, you know what I'm saying?
When you go to a kegger, all right, when you go to a kegger and there's a senior college girl there that's a little loosed up and ready to go, you're not going to bed on time, all right?
Ain't batting her eyes at you.
Yeah. All right. Trust me. Take nighttime classes, afternoon classes.
Stay here. Stay as long as you can.
Anyway. Hey, speaking of getting up early, maybe you should get up early. A new study found that the best time to have sex is 7:30 in the morning.
Wow, why?
Your juices are flowing. Busy. Yeah, maybe. Getting busy in the morning, about 45 minutes after you wake up, you'll have peak energy for your romp, and it will make your day better because you'll be happier and more relaxed. According to study authors, quote, the rush of endorphins sparked by sex lowers blood pressure and stress levels. It makes us feel more upbeat for the day. I mean, can't you just knock one out yourself, though, you know?
Is that why you wake up in the morning pitching a tent? Is that why the word morning wood is a thing?
Maybe. Is it? I don't know. Like, I'm always kind of groggy, and usually I got to brush my teeth. Like, are they accounting for, like, getting up, brushing your teeth, having a light breakfast, and then, you know what I mean?
Not to mention the wife hates it when you wake her up.
Exactly.
You ain't gonna be like, oh, really? You want to do it right now? Okay. And said no one ever.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've rolled over and just kind of poked the wife like, eh?
With what, your finger?
Yeah, exactly, with my finger.
Right.
And she's like, get that away from me. I swear to God. And I'm like, eh?
I will rip that thing off and throw it in the tall grass.
No, I don't. The only way I could justify trying to seduce her at 7:30 in the morning is if I woke up at like 5:30 and made a continental breakfast and brought her flowers and played soft music and gave her plenty of time and coffee. Then maybe if I came at her like, eh? She might be on board with it. Otherwise, you're right. She would rip it off and throw it in the hamper on the other side of the room.
So the only way this is going to happen for anybody is if you're doing cocaine all night, and it's still not going to happen at that point because nothing works.
Even then.
Just saying.
Even then, at 7:30 in the morning, that's when you start thinking about your life choices. All right?
God, the sun is coming up.
Oh,
no. What am I doing with my life?
No.
So should we do it?
No. No. All right.
Well, so there, Brock, you go. It's 7:19.
I'm feeling a little frisky. What are you coming over? What are you doing? I mean, right now you're my only option, buddy. So hey, come on over. All right, we got night classes in That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
Quit poking me, man.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock.